Fanga Cardiff, Matt speaking.
Yeah, hey Matt, it's Mike Rebessa.
Hey Mike, hey, I'm glad you called. So yeah, I was just got done speaking with my underwriters. There's a few things they wanted me to get. One, I needed an application filled out by you and sent over.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in a store. Uh-huh. I'm an hour away from the office, and
okay.
I'm probably 2 or 3 hours away from completion here.
No problem.
So, I mean, if you look at the clock, like as soon as I can get something over there, it's 2, maybe 2:33.
No problem.
I can give you my social and some of that stuff in advance if you'd like.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine. Just when you can get a chance, just fill that out, shoot that over here. That way, because that's what they want. They want an actual application. We have everything from you, that, you know, the social and address and everything, but they want a signed application.
Okay.
Now, I know on the tax information, the tax report, it shows that you and Don are each 25%, but by word of mouth, you're 50%. So they're also saying, hey, you know, the way that it shows on paper is it's 50%. Is there, and I know I spoke with Don about it. He says that technically the wives are part of the ownership as well as the other 25%. Is that what I understand correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you know,
okay.
California, right? The wife has
right.
everything, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be your best, and it'd be best if you guys could get them to sign an application as well because of that fact. I mean, they're going to be going off of what's on paper, not based off of what's, you know, said. So, if it's at all possible, get a hold of them, because that way they're going off of 100% of ownership and not 50% ownership.
Okay.
We're trying to get you the full 700, and I don't want that to be a problem just because it doesn't say 100%. The other thing...
Okay, so one last thing. My wife obviously will sign anything that you know, will sign.
Uh-huh.
That's not a problem. But however, she's on vacation and away from the area. I won't see her again for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I can get a signed application, no problem, but it'll be a few days.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
I mean, even if... that's no problem. Okay, so the other thing was that I wanted to check with you guys. I know I spoke with Don. He said that you guys are now at the Dublin address as your corporate office. And the other address was Independence, was your previous corporate address, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so on the bank statements, it still says Independence in Livermore. Do you know why?
Yeah, well, that bank happens to be, we've only been in Dublin for 6 months. Are you expecting to change the address that quickly?
Well, that just needed an explanation so I can tell them, you know. So that's fine.
All I know is that we've had a hell of a time getting a change of address with the bank to send us the statements directly.
No problem. I can check
with Don to see if the last ones have come directly to us, but we've had a very difficult time getting a change of address.
We started
peppering them for a change of address back in November. We moved in December, and I know that we're still having a problem.
Perfect. I just needed an explanation for my guys so they kind of know. And then under the cash management deposit, it shows they kind of wanted an explanation for the cash management deposit.
That you'll have to talk to Don with. I'm not exactly sure 100% what you're talking about.
He said something in regards to that's just probably a deposit from Premier Retails to Premier Rack.
Okay.
So I was just curious if you had any idea as well, just any input on that.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate. I'd prefer.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to Don about that.
Okay, no problem. I'll reach back out to Don. Okay, so yeah, I'll give Don a call right now and go over that. But that looks like that's it. So what's an email for you? I'll just send the application to your email.
Okay, so it's going to be my first and last name without any dots or dashes, just all one word.
Uh-huh.
And I go by Mike, so it's M-I-K-E.
Uh-huh.
And then my last name, R-U-B as in boy,
uh-huh.
B as in Edward, S as in Sam, A.
Uh-huh.
And again, that's all one word, MIKERUBESA, at Premier Retail. PremierRetail.com.
Okay, great. All righty. I'll go ahead and send that out your way. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay. Thank you, Mac.
Bye.